Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Bye-bye.
Oh, you tripping. I'm out of here anyway. Peace out.
Tomorrow on the show, we will preview the Bears versus the Saints, and we will react to the lies that the White Sox are getting ready to tell you at 2:30 today about their hiring of Tony La Russa. The afternoon show today is being held down by Danny Parkins and Carrington Harrison, which it shocks me that Spiegel is not on the show just so that he could say Carrington Harrison. They now join me here on The Score. Hello, boys.
What's up, Lawrence? Yeah, I didn't think I'd ever hear the afternoon show with Danny Parkins and Carrington Harrison again, or as Spiegel would say, Carrington Harrison. But Spiegel will be on the show later on. We don't know when yet. We don't really know anything yet, but for anyone who doesn't know, CDOT is one of my best friends, and we hosted afternoons in Kansas City for 5 years. So welcome to the air in Chicago, my friend. How you doing today?
I'm excited to be here, Lawrence. I just got to ask you a quick question because I've been listening for the last hour, right? And I understand that you're a White Sox fan. I'm looking at it neutral. I'm not emotional about this. So I hear you and Jason Goff and black actors like Chappelle's Show. Did you really allow him to compare Tony La Russa to Mike Nolan? Like, come on now. Like, I understand you're unhappy about this, but that's where the disrespect has to stop. Tony La Russa is not Mike Nolan, who's the defensive coordinator for the Dallas Cowboys. I understand you're mad. I understand that you want baseball to look like you, and I think we have 100 years of evidence to tell you that baseball is never going to look like you. But let's not compare the greatest living manager of all time to Mike Nolan, who's the defensive coordinator for the Cowboys. Let's not do that.
I think that's a weird place for you to jump off on this conversation, but have at it, young man.
I heard you talk and you've been going. I'm curious to interact with you about it.
I feel like that's a really weird hair to split on this, but okay. I mean, that's fine. Yes, Tony La Russa has a really incredible resume, and that resume has some questions behind it.
Like
it,
what?
It does. Like steroids, Carrington. Come on, fam. Like the fact that he has been the guy that's been in charge of multiple dugouts that have had rampant steroid use in it.
Well,
I'm not taking away from the fact that I think that strategically he is one of the greatest baseball minds that we have seen. I think that he handles a bullpen better than most people, or at least he did. But that was still at least 9 years ago that happened. And I think that there were other capable candidates who were available. And the fact that the White Sox didn't even interview A.J. Hinch, like, that's garbage. Like, that is a garbage way to run a managerial search. And when the managerial search then ends up being an old boys network type hire, like this one is, it calls for any sort of ridicule that one can have on it. Because it's a clown convention that ended up going on.
Well, see, that's the thing to me, man. Like, I thought that your team and your organization was past this, to be honest with you. Like, Rick Hahn, the guy who built the most talented Sox team since the World Series team, doesn't get to pick the guy – to run the games because the ex-announcer who they made general manager fired the owner's friend 34 years ago? Like, that's just not how good organizations do business. So Tony La Russa is obviously, he's quite literally a Hall of Famer. He's the third winningest manager in the history of the sport. He is literally in the Hall of Fame.
And so it is kind of weird that he would even think that, like from a legacy standpoint, like you've done everything basically that you can do, and why come back and manage at this point?
Yeah, so like it's a weird thing. Like Tony La Russa knows how to manage, but like, are all of the games going to be at 4:30? Like, is it going to be like an early bird special situation? Like, Lawrence, I just tweeted this out, man. It is wild the disconnect between Tony La Russa and baseball in 2020. And everyone's talking about his quotes about Colin Kaepernick and the anthem, and that is totally valid, and he'll be asked about it coming up in 25 minutes, and how Tim Anderson feels about it, and how anybody in that clubhouse or that fan base feels about it. All of that is valid. But how about just the baseball part of it? These were his quotes to the Washington Post, Adam Kilgore, after, remember the scandal of Fernando Tatis having the gall to hit a grand slam when they were up big? Tony La Russa, if you don't think sportsmanship belongs in the game, you're full of bleep. It's just not sportsmanlike. That dude's going to manage Tim Anderson, who about Fernando Tatis said the only thing Tatis did wrong was apologize? Like, to me, that is actually, like, the two things that I have a problem with, and there's way, way more than two, but the two biggest are, you cut Rick Hahn's nuts off. Like, I mean, like, you totally, it's not his team.
He hired someone who's more powerful than he is.
Yeah, it is no longer the general manager's team, but you let him trade Sale, you let him trade Quintana, you let him trade Eaton. Like, you let him build the roster, but then you don't let him hire the guy to manage the games. That's just terrible business. And then, what if he actually, because we had Giolito on yesterday. He said, like, the next manager, I want him to have experience in big games, know how to manage a bullpen, know how to make decisions when the pressure's on. Like, Giolito spoke strictly about a tactician as a manager, which I think we would agree Tony La Russa is an upgrade from Rick Renteria in that respect. I mean, that feels fairly obvious.
Yeah.
There's going to be a huge question. But Giolito said yesterday on the show, I think our clubhouse is good. Like, we don't need anything to change there. And that's where I'd be really worried if I'm a White Sox fan. If that whole change the game, be yourself, individualism, speak your mind, social activism, protest, flair on the field, all of that stuff, if that becomes a problem with Tony La Russa, that's where I'd be concerned.
I think that they already have to be worried about that part of it. And to me, his age is not that it's weird. For me, Danny, like, it's not that big of an issue for me. I don't want to be, as we all strive for, to being more diverse. I think that we need to be careful about being ageist. And if he can physically do the job, then okay, fine. I just think that him being, and I know that he had the role that he had with the Angels, but him being as disconnected from the actual on-the-field managing and the different directions that baseball has gone in the last decade, make him the least desirable, just for, on that aspect, make him the least desirable candidate of the people who would have been available for the White Sox to go and get. And then you add in all the things that you're talking about, where you clearly had an issue, and I don't think it was like Lucas Giolito hated Don Cooper, but he wasn't getting what he needed from Don Cooper, and he needed to go outside the organization to do that. I don't think that would be I feel like that would not be something that Tony La Russa would want. And I know that Dave Duncan at least recently had said he's done. He don't want to deal with people.
Oh, he turned him down.
And I don't want to do this anymore. So Tony will have to find another pitching coach to do that. But the other things that you brought up are significant. And I also think that it's just significant about what it says about where this organization is. And your point about Rick Hahn, like, I know that Rick is gonna spin it, and he's gonna smile out there. He's gonna do the lawyer thing and smile. But I'm, you know, we don't believe you. You need more people. That's how I feel about it.
And Lawrence, to me, that makes a lot of sense. Like, you and I are just maybe different on steroids and maybe what that means is a scandal, and that's perfectly fine. Like, different strokes for different folks. Like, from an on-the-field standpoint, I maybe wouldn't have the questions that you have about La Russa. But to me, all the questions about keeping the culture that you created in Chicago and continuing the climate that you have around the team, to me, those are all fair criticisms of La Russa. But from his ability to adapt to baseball in 2020, we've seen him do it in every single era. He's done it in the 80s, the 90s, the 2000s, and the 2010s. Why could he not do it in 2020 would be my question.
And they have said that he is up on analytics. Whether that's true or not, I have no idea. But like,
wait, hold up, Danny. What about your guy? What about your guy? Remember, he did all the analytics stuff before he took the Cowboys job. And then what happened?
Oh, listen, Mike McCarthy, big liar. Big
liar.
Yeah, it's absolutely in play that Tony La Russa pulled the wool over everyone's eyes here. Because, like, and again, I said, Lawrence, you know, we've talked about this on the air. I spent less time than any host in town by far on the Tony La Russa rumors, because I just wanted to live in an alternate universe where it wasn't happening. Because I, maybe because I am dispassionate about it, and I do try, I'm not a White Sox fan. I was like, man, no. And I even admitted, like, I guess I am a little ageist. Like, I'm not trying to be, but I.
No, I know you're not. I think,
like,
it,
we all have
shocking.
Our blinds. Like,
it's shocking to all of us to see someone like that's a little bit older kind of be packaged as something new. And so I don't want to dog him for that. You know what I mean? And I think that we're struggling with it because look at who our choices are for president. And we're going, were these the two best candidates that we could find? Is this what we ended up with? And, you know, it's a legitimate thing to be concerned about, but I don't want my feeling about La Russa. It, to me, it's not connected to his age. I think it's probably more connected to his ability to adapt to what has been built here instead of slamming the square peg into the round hole of the things that he's always done.
Yeah, and we'll see, man. Like, it's fascinating. I know that no White Sox fan wants to hear that because you're mad and you're scared and you feel like your general manager is being betrayed and, like, who's now running the team and all. Like, I get that, but, like, if you can remove yourself from that for a minute, like, Tony La Russa's back in baseball with this roster in 2020? That is crazy interesting. Like, I wouldn't have done it. I think it's a horrible idea. I didn't even think it was real until I actually saw. I won't really believe it's real until we air the press conference in 20 minutes and he's there holding up a White Sox jersey. Like, it just, you say it out loud, it doesn't make a lot of sense to me, but we're going to try to figure it out. Spiegel's going to join us at some point. Matt Holliday.
Yes!
Yeah, I mean, we have to. Matt
There's
Holliday.
There's no way you couldn't.
Yeah, Matt, he came on yesterday. It was great with the World Series stuff, so we're going to have Spiegel on today. Matt Holliday was on the last La Russa team that won a World Series, so he's going to join us in the 5 o'clock hour. We'll have White Sox people on after the press conference. I'm sure we'll hear from Stone or Benetti or Ozzie or Coop. Like, we got calls out to all of them, so you know how these days are. We're wide open for 4 hours reacting to huge news.
It's a breaking news day.
Yes, and I already have a White Sox fan who DM'd me who was going to be calling in later to ask and go through the process of canceling their season tickets.
I would suggest that the White Sox not call me over the next few days about renewing my season tickets.
Wow. So you think you're giving them up? Come on.
I would suggest that they don't call me at
Give
least
some
for
time.
A few days. Yeah.
Yeah, give you some time. I get it.
Unless they really do want to know what I think.
They don't.
As a season ticket holder.
We know.
Yeah. We do know what you think, and you have the platform to show it. But, dude, they obviously don't care what you think. Not like
That's
you,
true.
Lawrence Holmes, the royal you. Like, this is not a popular move among White Sox fans, period. It's just not. So they don't give a like, Tony La Russa cares a lot about sportsmanship and bat flipping. They don't give a bleep about you.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.